It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Rapper Mac Miller's death was the tipping point that led to Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson's split. Ariana was in a dark place after her ex-boyfriend's overdose. She didn't blame herself, but it did leave her an emotional wreck. Sources say that she realized a couple of things, that she couldn't be fully invested in her relationship with Pete, and that she had rushed into a looming marriage way too fast by getting engaged. Apparently, Ariana ended things on Sunday. A source said it was time to realize that this wasn't the right time for them. Pete is incredibly heartbroken. He's still so in love with her. He wanted his whole world revolving around her, and she was just emotionally unavailable. And Pete has since deleted his Instagram, apparently.
That's a tough thing, man. Like, I feel for her. I feel for him. Like, I do wonder if they'd still be together, not long term, but if that would have worked out and Mac Miller would not have passed away.
Yeah, I do too. I wonder that too.
That's just sad for everybody.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have a baby on the way, we found out yesterday. And he or she could be the first royal to hold dual citizenship in the United Kingdom and United States.
They're trying to take over, Alex. They want to be our president.
The royal couple in announced that they're expecting their first child yesterday, and they are already there are already questions about the baby's future citizenship. Meghan is American and has plans to become a UK citizen after marrying Harry, which is a long process. As it stands, their baby would obtain dual citizenship for the US and UK if Meghan does not give up her American citizenship before she's due to give birth in the spring. And the Alec Baldwin Show made its debut Sunday night on ABC. Do you think that it did really well or really bad?
If it's in the garbage, I'm going to say really bad.
Yeah, it tanked. Only 2.49 million viewers watched, according to Nielsen ratings. Baldwin even had Oscar winner Robert De Niro as his first guest on Sunday night. But Shark Tank got over 3 million viewers on NBC. Sunday Night Football got over 18 million viewers. President Trump's episode of 60 Minutes on Sunday grabbed over 11 million viewers. So comparing that to Alec Baldwin's a little over 2. Super embarrassing. Some aren't surprised with Baldwin's low numbers. His past attempts at doing a show like this also failed to find an audience at MSNBC, so not good. And Backstreet Boys performed an acoustic version of Blackstreet's classic, No Diggity, during a BBC radio appearance.
Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can win?
I like the way you work it.
No diggity!
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it. No diggity!